Before we get into today's Reddit stories, I first of all need to tell you about one of my other favorite Reddit podcasts out there, the OKOP Show. If you guys are looking for even more daily Reddit content, then the OKOP Show with John and Sam is perfect for you. Just search for the letters OKOP wherever you get your pods.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I've got for you one of the craziest Bridezilla stories of all time, hands down, without a doubt. I actually don't want to give any spoilers. I think it's best we just jump straight into it and you guys just listen to this absolutely insane post. So without further ado, sit back, relax, get ready for this monstrosity. Make sure you are subscribed to my channel if you haven't already done so. Let's go. Bridezilla ruins her own wedding, then demands that her bridal party pay for it. This was originally posted on January the 16th, 2024. Starting the year strong, I swear. So, my friend Dana, who is a 29-year-old woman, was supposed to be getting married this past Sunday, the 14th of January. The wedding got cancelled, and things have gotten very crazy. She was getting married to Josh, who was 32. She's still in college with me, and asked a few friends from college, myself included, to be her bridal party. Now, from the start, this wedding has been a disaster. I'm going to just point out a few of the crazy things that we've dealt with. One, she refused to invite my best friend, who she is supposedly good friends with, because she thinks we're lesbian lovers. We're not. Two, she had us go to the dress fitting and then demanded that each of us pay $2,000 for our dresses. Apparently, she had a specific style that she wanted. I can afford it, but I'm not buying a $2,000 dress for one event. Some of the girls in the bridal party don't have that flexibility with money. 3. Apparently, Josh couldn't invite any single females that were not blood relatives of him. So if he had any female friends, they were axed. 4. One of the girls in the bridal party doesn't drink because of her religion. Dana accused her of being pregnant in front of her parents and almost got her kicked out of her house. She wasn't pregnant and she dropped from the bridal party. She was a class act though and never talked badly about Dana. Just said she couldn't make it. We found out about that pretty much on the day of the wedding. And 5, she tried to make us cancel our holidays with our families to instead go with her to a destination bachelorette party. I worked full-time even during holidays, so I told her that was not happening. More of the bridesmaids said similar things, and she dropped it. That is just 5 examples of the countless drama this wedding had before the day itself. Now, the meat of the story comes on the wedding day. The day started horribly. Dana was having a meltdown because apparently the flower girl had to cancel because she has chickenpox. She was threatening to sue the mother unless she brought this sick 3-year-old to the wedding. Josh apparently was able to calm her down from this starter outburst, and we began preparations. The whole day, she had constant outbursts. She made people cry, like wedding staff and bridesmaids. The maid of honor deserves a medal for the amount of diplomacy and BS control that she had to do. I, for the most part, took the easy route. The wedding is starting in 30 minutes, so we figure she'd be fine alone for that little amount of time. I spent those 30 minutes just sitting in the chapel with my phone. It had to be about 5 minutes before the start of the wedding when the maid of honor came over to tell me the wedding was cancelled. I asked her what happened. She told me that Dana was having a quickie with Josh's uncle in the room and Josh caught them. Oh my god. I just stared at the maid of honor with my mouth pretty much about to reach the floor. She told me to run and that she was trying to get as many people out before things exploded. So I quickly got my purse, gathered the 2 bridesmaids that were carpooling with me, and we left like the devil was after us. I checked with the other bridesmaids and they'd all escaped. That night, I called the maid of honor to check what happened, and the tea was bad. Apparently, and rightfully, Josh called off the wedding. Called her a few names, told off his uncle, and has since left with his mates to, I hope, have the biggest single man party ever. I feel so bad for him. He's an absolute gem of a man. He apparently also told Dana and her parents that she will be paying the cancellation fees. According to the maid of honor, Dana's father told her in front of everyone that she was paying for it on her own for being a slut. Now, I thought that was the end of it. I made the choice to separate myself from this mess until I got a call from Dana, not even an hour ago, demanding $5,000 to help pay her cancellation fees. According to her, it was our duty as the bridal party to pay her cancellation fees. I obviously told her no and that she might as well lose my number. I'm never speaking to this woman again. This has been pretty much the reaction of all bridesmaids and the maid of honor. By the way, the maid of honor is Josh's older sister. Okay, and there we go. That is the end of the post. Let's just jump straight into some relevant comments. Some tea. I mean, the sad part, OP continues, is that she had her makeup and hair done and we left dressed and ready. So yeah, she was wearing her wedding dress for this. Someone else said below that OP should have stayed to get more info. But OP said, as much as I like tea, I know when it's best to retreat and get it from a witness. I'm pretty sure if I stayed, Dana would have dragged us into something. Someone else asked, was Dana always like this? Oh, we're sure there's no moral compass in there. She used to be incredibly nice way back before her engagement, and since becoming the first bride of the group, she's become insufferable. We were all on our last thread. Another Redditor asked, how long was she having a thing with the uncle? How long with the uncle? No idea. I found out during the wedding, and I don't have any info on it since. Poor Josh, someone says. I hope he finds someone. Not gonna lie, pretty sure half the bridal party would offer themselves as tribute. He's a good looking guy. I don't know him that well, but we've had drinks a few times. He will find a girl when he's ready in a snap. Well, what happened to the $2,000 dresses and what were they, someone asked. Yeah, to be fair, I mean, $2,000 on a bridesmaid dress? That seems ridiculous. Nobody bought them, don't worry. Some of the girls can't afford it. She had a full meltdown in the chat until the maid of honor got involved and offered to buy cheaper dresses for the bridesmaids. They were Ellie Saab, whatever brand that is. The dress was beautiful, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't buy it for a wedding. Right, I've just gone on the Ellie Saab website, who's some designer from Lebanon, and the dresses are like $5,000. I mean, yeah, they look great, but there's some here for $7,000. Not quite sure that's worth the price. Oh, no, here's one for $14,850. To be fair, that one's quite nice. Get that on me. Someone else asked, how did that one bridesmaid's parents think she was pregnant when she doesn't drink for her culture? Well, my understanding, bear in mind, I'm sharing as I was told, is that Dana and this bridesmaid are really old friends. So the bridesmaid's parents have a level of trust with Dana. Apparently, the bridesmaid had been feeling sick a few days prior, and I remember that she had to cancel something. Then we went to prepare the bachelorette party, and there was going to be an extra charge for mocktails, which she offered to pay. Dana found out somehow, and spoke first to her parents, telling them that the bridesmaid was acting like she was pregnant, not mentioning that the whole issue was because the bride refused to make an exception for the bachelorette party about drinking. Now, it's obviously still kind of bad on the parents, but I can see where they're coming from. The bridesmaid isn't pregnant for the record, she actually just was sick. Also, in case someone asks, the bridesmaid no longer lives with her parents and hasn't for a few years. The bridesmaid was then contacted by her parents and told to never come back to their home for being a tramp that got pregnant outside marriage. I know she lives in dorms, so I imagine she goes back during vacations, is still the family home, and she keeps a room there. Oh my goodness me. Now, someone else finally commented that this must be fake because there are no cancellation fees on the day of the wedding. OP replied, oh, pardon me for not knowing how wedding planning works when I've never worked or cared for planning a wedding. Because, you know, it must be common knowledge for everyone everywhere. I translated what I was told. What I was told by the bride is, necesito el dinero para pagar la boda. El hijo de puta canceló y me están cobrando. Not sure if I can say that word. It's a swear word. But yeah, that translates as, I need money to pay for the wedding. That's SOB cancelled and can I say SOB? I can say SOB, surely. Anyway, that SOB cancelled and they're making me pay. Okay, so there we go. Without a doubt, one of the most unbelievable first posts I've ever read. I just did not expect that at all. Absolutely crazy scenes. Now, there is an update to come, which was posted. When was it posted? Just a little bit later on. Not too far after the first post, 6 days later. But I've got to say, just off the bat, wow. How do you even comment on a story like that? Other than saying, this woman is mental. What is she doing? She's clearly unhinged and she is doing things with her soon-to-be husband's uncle on the day of her wedding. Not just on the day, but like 5 minutes before they're literally about to get married.
crazy.
Anyway, I don't even know what more I can say about that. Let's just get into the update. As I said, posted about a week later on January 22nd. Hey guys, I know a lot of people want to know what happened. After talking to Josh yesterday, he asked me to only say that he's okay, figuring things out and moving on. We're going to stay friends with him and his sister. Dana was told that no one in the group wants to interact with her, and since then it's been mostly radio silence. I can't share more about Josh's future plans as he asked me not to. He did have a good laugh at some of the comments that I showed him, and he appreciates the support though. The one detail I did get corrected on for those curious was about his uncle. He's the younger brother of Josh's mother, and he's 55 years old. Now I thought he was married into the family, but I got that detail wrong. Oh my gosh, he's just fully blood related to Josh. I also found out the most disgusting detail is the uncle knew Dana since she was a teenager. Dana and Josh are high school sweethearts, so yeah, I kind of feel gross knowing that. Other than that, I got a major haul of cake, so at least I got something good out of this mess. So the uncle is 55 and Dana's 29, and they've known each other since Dana was a teenager. Just when he thought this story couldn't get any worse. Oh, it does. There we go. Right, let's round things off with a couple of comments from down below. OP, first of all, adds a little bit more info. A few things that I've been asked not to share, but I can share, is that Josh is okay and working to get things in order. He came over and seemed down, but we got him to laugh a bit, so there's some good news there. No news, however, on Dana. I actually requested to change some of my classes with her, or drop, if I couldn't find alternative schedules. I'm not in any hurry since I'm only a student part-time. Oh my gosh. You're willing to kind of sacrifice a bit of your, you know, uni degree to just get out of a class with this horrible person? I mean, I guess it makes sense. Someone asked, what happened to the uncle and his family? From what I can share, I was asked to keep a lot of details private by Josh himself, but his wife, uncle's wife, is planning a divorce. That is really all he wants me to say. And then finally, someone commented down below about what exactly the bride said in her text, the one that was in Spanish. The Spanish version of the message makes absolute sense. She doesn't say that she had to pay a cancellation fee. She says that the son of a gun cancelled the wedding and now the bride has to pay for it. She probably has to pay for the resulting bill since the groom cancelled and he wouldn't pay. Yeah, makes complete sense to me. So there we go. That concludes, without a doubt, one of the most crazy bridezilla stories I've ever read. Just hands down. However, aren't you lucky? Because I've got another one for you. Let's go.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Go! Bridezilla tries to scam bridesmaids. Now, this was originally posted in 2019 on the 24th of June. Several years ago, a friend of mine asked me to be a bridesmaid at her wedding. There were six of us, plus the maid of honor, so seven total. The bride had picked out her dress already, one for the maid of honor and one for the bridesmaids. The dress itself was lovely, but a bit expensive at $400 each, since two of us were still in college and the rest had recently graduated. Yeah, that is still very expensive, but it's not quite $2,000 from the last post. Anyway, OP says, I was one of the two still in college, so money was super tight. Anyhow, the bride asked the maid of honor to coordinate with all of us for fittings and alterations and such as one of her duties. The maid of honor decided that she would pay for all of the dresses on her credit card because she wanted the air miles, and we would pay her back directly. None of us minded, especially since she was going to let us pay her back in installments if we needed. I definitely needed. I wasn't able to go with everyone to pick up the dresses because finals week, and I planned to go by myself the following weekend. No big deal. The maid of honor said she would pay for mine on the group trip, but to call her if there were any issues with the dress itself and she'd handle it. I get there and the dress fits perfectly. The shop owner scoots off while I'm changing back into my street clothes since she has another client coming in, but confirms that we're all set. As I'm walking out the door, another person working there yells out, "Hey, that will be $200. I was stunned and totally mortified. I apologized and explained how I thought the maid of honor had paid for it the weekend before. The shop owner comes running over to defuse the situation and confirm the dress was paid for already. I turn to walk out and I suddenly realized that she said $200 and not $400.
Long story short, the dress was only $200. When I confronted the maid of honor about it, she spilled the beans. Apparently, the bride and maid of honor plotted together to charge us double to help pay for the bride's dress. I let the rest of the bridesmaids know, and four of us dropped out of the wedding immediately. Wow. So, some more information here. The wedding took place several years ago, almost a full 10 now, and I hadn't spoken to the bride and maid of honor since. The only other people I knew were the three other bridesmaids that dropped out with me. The two others were cousins of the bride, and they agreed to continue on as a favor to their mum, the bride's aunt, to avoid family drama. More on them in a bit. Now, fast forward to now. I got an email from the maid of honor who wanted to apologize again. She wasn't making excuses for her behavior. On the contrary, she acknowledged her wrongdoing and said she still felt incapable of saying no to the bride, her friend. She was pretty disgusted with herself and relieved when I confronted her. To her credit, she said as much back then. They'd been friends forever, and it took her a really long time to see behind the mask and how toxic the friendship had always been and the part she played in it. For what it's worth, I do believe her. A quick flashback. I hadn't yet paid for the dress when the truth came out, so I just turned it over to the maid of honor. The three other bridesmaids got their money back immediately without any hassle. The maid of honor apologized like crazy at the time to all of us, but we just wrote her, the bride, and the whole situation off. None of us ever heard from the bride. No apologies, no nothing. Well, it turns out the bride never reimbursed the maid of honor for anything. Initially, the bride said she'd repay her, but after the wedding, everything changed. She said if the maid of honor hadn't spilled the beans, she wouldn't be out of all the money, and it's the price paid for being a disloyal friend. And the maid of honor wasn't just out the $200 by six bridesmaid dresses. The bride had also convinced the maid of honor to pay for the wedding dress because it would be easier for the bride to pay off the balance at the end. When the maid of honor threatened to take the bride to court, the bride said her cousins, the two bridesmaids, would say that the maid of honor came up with the whole scheme and have her arrested for fraud. She found out years later the cousins never agreed to such a thing and would have been willing to go to court and say the exact opposite. They were disgusted by the whole situation too and wanted to drop out, but their mother, the bride's aunt, pushed them to keep up appearances for the family. They even told the maid of honor the replacement bridesmaids paid the bride $200 cash for each dress, none of which made it to the maid of honor. I almost forgot the funny part. The bride told her future husband that the four of us dropped out because we were jealous of her. So her whole family, plus the maid of honor, knew the truth, but not the future husband, nor anyone in his family. And there was also much more behind the scenes that the maid of honor was privy to that we didn't see, and wouldn't anyway after we dropped out. Apparently, the bride manipulated her entire family into paying for most of the wedding and the honeymoon. The dresses were supposed to be her one and only responsibility, and likewise, the future husband was responsible for the suits. That is not what she'd told us at the time, and she even bragged that her husband was going to pay for everything. The bride also tried to manipulate her future in-laws into buying her a new car as a wedding present. They didn't, and in revenge, she interrupted the mother and son's dance just moments after it started. She looked at the maid of honor and said, "Watch this," and then waltzed out onto the floor and basically shoved her new mother-in-law out of the way. She also accused the reception wait staff of trying to ruin the photos by getting in the way of the photographer as they were serving the guests. Even after the photographer confirmed they were not in any of the shots, she still insisted they would have to personally reimburse her, even though she never paid for anything in the first place. Oh, and somehow it gets worse. At the brunch the morning after, the maid of honor said the bride gave a short toast to herself and didn't thank anyone and barely acknowledged her new husband. Now, as for the maid of honor, she says that she tried to collect the money she was owed, but eventually accepted it was gone and cut all ties. Even still, the bride would reach out every couple of months to ask if she was done being such a female dog yet. When the maid of honor blocked her number, the bride spread rumors about the maid of honor and her fiancé at the time, now husband, saying that he was an illegal, marrying her only for the green card, claiming that they used government assistance to pay for the wedding. Meanwhile, he'd already become an American citizen long before they met and was and is a ridiculously successful software engineer who paid for the entire wedding himself and took not only his immediate family, but hers too, to Hawaii for the honeymoon. The bride was just jealous that the maid of honor had everything she wanted. As for the bride, she's on divorce number 2 already and estranged from her entire family because they got tired of her manipulating and using them too.
Okay, and there we go. That is the end of the second Bridezilla story. Now, I don't even know which one's worse. Actually, get in the comments down below. I kind of wish that polls on YouTube were still a thing. I could do a little poll over here. Which one is worse? Bride 1 or Bride 2? But you're going to have to comment because polls are no longer a thing. Get in the comments down below, guys. Which bride is worse? Actually, to be fair, the first one's not even a bride, really. More of a bride-to-be. But Bride 1 or Bride 2, and why? I want to hear your thoughts. Personally, just looking back at the stories here, I think that I would go for... I don't know, it's tough. It is tough. I think that Bride 1 is... That's pretty bad. I mean, like, shagging your husband-to-be's uncle 10 minutes before you're about to get married. I'm not sure it can get much worse than that. I mean, the second one is more emotional manipulation, which is also terrible. And she's completely, like, just completely taken advantage of the maid of honor in a disgusting way, which I hate. But there's, like, financial abuse, and then there's cheating on the person that you're about to be married to 10 minutes before with his blood relative. I think there's levels to this game. So I'm going to go with Bride 1 as the worst. But yeah, let me know down below. What do you think?